UN approves $6.5 billion peacekeeping budget for next 12 months. By Simon Kent on June 24, 2020. The UN has unanimously approved its own peacekeeping budget for the next 12 months, signing off on a $6.5 billion allocation Tuesday under an agreement reached among the globalist body's 193 member states. The funds will come from taxpayers around the globe as the UN is entirely reliant on member contributions for its operation. The peacekeeping allocation is separate from the UN's $3 billion operating budget, which runs from January to December. U.S. taxpayers contribute more to the UN's regular budget than any other of the body's members, at 22%, although controversy has always surrounded just how it allocates the funds. When the UN was first established in 1945 as an organization deliberating peace and security matters, the regular budget was $19.39 million in nominal dollars, according to a Heritage Foundation report. In 2016, it was $5.4 billion biennially. Experts say three-fourths of the regular budget is spent on staffing and administrative costs. The U.S. spent $639 million on the regular budget in 2019 alone, as Breitbart News reported. The most expensive UN peacekeeping operations are those underway in South Sudan, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Mali, and the Central African Republic. Each leaves no change from around $1 billion a year. The approval of funds for the next year of peacekeeping operations comes after the UN claimed last December it needed an immediate injection of $29 billion of global taxpayer money as climate change and global conflicts put pressure on existing budgets. In December 2017, Nikki Haley, the then United States ambassador to the organization, announced the federal government had reduced its contribution to the UN's annual budget by $285 million, as Breitbart News reported. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.